Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is in favor of democracy pretty much everywhere. And democracy means a two-party system. It means that there isn't just one political party that calls all the shots. It means you have a choice. And the voters of California took step one in exercising that choice, not just in throwing out the district attorney for San Francisco County, Chesa Boudin, but delivering a surprise result in the race for controller of the state of California. As the state of California controller front runner, the number one candidate in the final election coming up, was Lonnie Chen. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, he's been on our show many times. He was an issues director for Mitt Romney when he ran for president. He is, yes, a Republican in California. And he ran ahead of two major Democrats. Now, this doesn't mean he's elected, but it means he has the chance for the first time in a very, very long time for a Republican to win statewide office in California. Lonnie, congratulations, and you really made a lot of people around the country feel encouraged about the Golden State.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the chance to be with you, Michael. It was obviously a great outcome for us, and I think we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but I feel great about what we saw on Tuesday night, and I think what it augurs for the election ahead.
And it's also a good sign. You're running against a candidate named Malia Cohen, who is exactly the kind of San Francisco Democrat that they just voted out of the school board, that they, with the recall of three school board members in San Francisco. She's a former San Francisco supervisor who has a somewhat different approach to criminal justice issues and just other issues of governance than you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think the contrast in this election would be very clear, Michael. I'm focused like a laser on how we provide accountability for the money the state spends in California, $300 billion in checks a year the controller's office signs off on in California. We don't have any accountability into how that money is spent. We don't even have transparency, basic transparency. And I'm really focused on how we can finally get some answers to where we're spending the money, how that spending is going, whether we're seeing any return at all on our taxpayer investment. And, you know, I think it's going to be a contrast between, you know, a focus on using the controller's office on, you know, as a political platform versus using it as a platform for competence and for serving the taxpayers. And so I think the contrast is going to be very, very clear and beyond an ideological contrast. And there's obviously a clear ideological contrast. What I've said is that this is not a particularly ideological office. You know, I'm not running for controller to do it in a Republican way. I think it's important that whoever occupies this office has a measure of independence from everybody else in government, certainly from the party in power. And I think that's why you saw a number of voters on Tuesday night come out to vote for, yes, a Republican for this office, because they recognize the value of independence, the value of competence, and the value of somebody who's just going to ask tough questions and demand answers.
Now, of course, people would turn around and say, but look at what a great job the Democrats have done with the state of California, because California is collecting more and more and more revenue. Is that necessarily a good thing?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that the reason that we're seeing all of these revenue inflows is, first of all, because of a lot of federal money that has come in during the pandemic and post-pandemic kind of assistance packages. And secondly, because our tax system is completely broken in California, so that we raise more money when the stock market's doing well, and when it's not doing well, like this year, we're going to see years when we don't raise that much money and run a deficit. So, you know, fundamentally, the problem we have in California is that the politicians all say, hey, we we must be doing well because we're spending a lot of money on these problems. And their answer for how you would assess their success or failure at solving a problem is how much money they're spending on it. And my point is, you can put a lot of good money after bad. And if you don't have any way of determining the efficacy of your spending, how that's actually going, it is, at the end of the day, not satisfactory. It should not be something that taxpayers sort of say, okay, well, that's fine. I think we need some kind of responsibility for how we spend money, and we just don't have that in California. So it's not just about the surplus or about how we're spending our money. It's about a lot more than that. It's about really giving accountability to the people in the state for, you know, how they send their money to Sacramento, what that money is used for.
Well, I know that in that context, we've talked before on the air about it. There's that great example of the high-speed rail that I think it's nearing $100 billion in cost, and so far it's connected, what, Merced and Bakersfield, or it's about to. What is going on with that in terms of accountability and transparency and how much is being spent?
Well, very little transparency and a lot is being spent. So the high-speed rail in California, when it was originally passed by voters, the concept was we'd have a $30 billion train that would connect L.A. and San Francisco and allow people to get back and forth and do it in a way that was environmentally friendly, and that was the concept. Well, here we are now, over a decade later, and we've already spent $100 billion. The train still doesn't go from anywhere near L.A. to anywhere near San Francisco. In fact, I think there's barely any track that's been laid, and the track that has been laid is in the central part of the state, connecting two parts of the state, which, while they're great parts of the state, they're just not particularly populous. And it is a big problem. We keep hearing news about how contractors are making a lot of money off of the taxpayers of California, but they're not delivering on time. They're not delivering the product that they say they're delivering. And it's emblematic of the bigger challenge we have in California, which is that all of this money is spent on things where we just don't demand outcomes. We don't demand results. And, you know, the high-speed rail is example number one of why state government needs a reboot in California, why someone's got to get in there and finally demand a little bit more from the policymakers.
How about the homeless investment that the state of California has made? A lot of great successes in homeless policy?
I wish there were, because then we'd have a lot more tourists in L.A. and San Francisco and a lot more revenue and a lot more people who want to come and visit this beautiful place. But unfortunately, if you look at the over $20 billion has been allocated to fight homelessness in California over the last 3 years, and $20 billion with a B. And you look at how the problem has gotten so much worse in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, homeless encampments, the inability to get housing constructed in a cost-effective way, the inability to understand that in many of these situations, we have a behavioral, mental health, and drug crisis that intersects with homelessness. The failure to recognize all of these things, I think, is a huge problem. And it's not for lack of money. Again, California has spent a lot of money fighting this problem, and it, you know, hasn't gotten better. So what's needed is an accounting of all this money, but also accountability for it. I mean, what I've been shocked by is, you know, Michael, if you go and try and find how this money has been spent to address this problem, you cannot find it. You actually cannot find it. Anywhere publicly, you cannot find a detailed accounting of this $20 billion allocation for homelessness. And that, to me, is it's beyond sort of shocking or unacceptable. It's just plain wrong. And the taxpayers in the state need to demand more.
And they will on November 3rd. I certainly wish you Godspeed. If you're excited about Lan Hin Chen's campaign and what it stands for and what it's trying to do, go to our website. We'll post information on how you can find out more and how you can help. Because if we can elect a brilliant, young, conservative leader like Lan Hin Chen to be controller of California, the most liberal and monochromatic Democratic state in the country, it'll be a huge plus for all of the USA. Godspeed, Lonnie, and congratulations again on your primary victory. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're counting down the hours. They're, well, what, 2 hours, 40 minutes from now, they begin Democrats hope will be fateful televised hearings and a big TV spectacular. It seems to me that that is a forlorn hope. Look, I hope that people will watch. I wish that there were more of a setup here to hear different voices talking about what actually happened on January 6th. And it's one of the reasons that I think that Kevin McCarthy's original impulse, which we now have on tape, it was taped right after the riot in the Capitol building, where Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, initially said he had spoken to Trump at the time and he had wanted a full accounting and a full investigation, which is what we should have gotten on a bipartisan basis. And yes, I understand that there are two lonely and I believe courageous Republicans who are trying to work with the committee and have worked with the committee and helped to lead the committee. Liz Cheney of Wyoming, of course, and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who's leaving the Congress of the United States. But with all that going on, the good thing for the country would be to achieve not some kind of partisan victory through this, and that's really the problem, it seems to me, with the way that things have been conducted by Benny Thompson, the chair of the committee, and Liz Cheney, the vice chair, is it has looked from the very beginning to be entirely partisan. And the other aspect of this that people forget about, and how quickly we forget, right after the January 6th event, the riot in the Capitol building, there was an attempt to impeach President Trump, which, as I said at the time, was misguided from the beginning, not because he didn't deserve reprimand, not because he didn't deserve exposure of everything that happened, but because you couldn't possibly do it with a time limit of him leaving office on January 20th. And I know he didn't come to the inaugural, and he never conceded the election. And given the lack of even basic agreement on who won the election, the idea that there was going to be anything like the kind of unanimity you need to impeach a sitting president, and especially to do that in the last moments of his presidency. The entire strategy was misguided. And if Democrats are going to be making their strategic focus a focus on basically rehashing President Trump's destructive and irresponsible behavior, and there's no way that it wasn't, if they're going to focus on that as the reason to try to provide more support for Joe Biden, especially when Joe Biden has his own troubles, that's going to fail. And especially when you have two issues that are of gigantic concern to the American people, and three, really, because one that's been quiet for a little bit has been what's going on in our schools. Because you can say that, yes, we're justly concerned in the wake of Uvalde with making sure that our students survive their schooling, that they are safe at school. Well, sure. But people also care about what they are being taught, how they are being taught, how all of that is being approached. And a lot of this is put together in a terrific column by Brett Stevens. And the headline he uses is "Mugged by Reality Again." And what that's based on is a very famous quote, a quote by the late Irving Kristol that said, a neoconservative is somebody, a liberal who has been mugged by reality. And what Brett Stevens writes is he says, liberal patience for what Mayor London Breed of San Francisco calls all the stuff, that wasn't the word she actually used, that has destroyed our city, aggressive shoplifting, rampant car burglaries, open-air drug use, filthy homeless encampments, sidewalks turned into toilets, that all is finally running thin. Progressive overreach has its price, even for progressives. What's going on in San Francisco, writes Brett Stevens, is happening nationwide. And not just in matters of criminal justice and urban governance. In one area after another, the left is being mugged by reality, to borrow Irving Kristol's famous phrase. Consider a few examples. Inflation. For over a decade, progressives insisted that inflation was a right-wing chimera, ignoring the huge increase in street prices. Then last year, they insisted inflation was temporary, a red herring, to quote the economist Joseph Stiglitz. Later, as it became clear that inflation was sticking, some took a bolder tack. Inflation is good, they said. As a piece in The Intercept put it last November, inflation is bad for the 1%, but perhaps not for almost anyone else. Really? Usually it's the 1% who can afford to shield their wealth through inflation-protected assets, a rare violin, a vacation home, while the less fortunate struggle with triple-digit grocery bills. The left's combination of nonchalance about inflation, it will erase debts. That, along with a reluctance to tackle it forcefully, is why the left so often ends up losing working-class voters to the right. Energy. It wasn't long ago that progressives bemoaned low gas prices on the theory that deterring driving would help the climate. Maybe House Democrats should try running on $7 a gallon gas as an environmental good and see what happens to their majority. Maybe, too, the Biden administration should tell Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and Iran where they can stuff their oil as opposed to helping or beseeching them to pump more. And then the culture. And this is a crucial one. We will get to that and to more. And why is it that there is this tremendous hubbub about a new golf league? Does it have to do with the sponsorship of that league by the Saudi government? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep inching toward $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular up 2 cents from Wednesday to $4.97 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in the District of Columbia and 20 states, led by California at $6.40 a gallon. A Michigan police officer has been charged with one count of second-degree murder in the shooting death following a traffic stop. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker making the charge following an investigation into how an unarmed motorist, Patrick Leoya, was shot in the back of the head following a brief foot chase after a routine traffic stop in April. Leoya's blood alcohol level was over three times the legal limit when he was pulled over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mugged by Reality Again, that's the title of a great column by Brett Stevens. He asks a huge question here. And if somebody has an answer that you would like to share, you can give us a call at 1-800-955-1776. He asks his question on the culture. How did progressives come out on the losing end of the culture wars? How did they become the butt of jokes for our era's sharpest comedians? From Bill Maher to Dave Chappelle, both of whom are great. Why are lifelong liberals at universities, newspapers, and publishing houses constantly whispering under their breath about the rank Maoism of their younger colleagues? Simple. Progressives went from being all about liberation to being all about imposition. When a transcollegiate swimmer, such as Leah Thomas, identifies as a woman, that's liberation, a decision that surely required courage and is worthy of respect. But when Thomas is allowed to compete in women's races, that's a blatantly unfair act that has given Thomas one victory after another while diminishing the legacy of female athletes. That it has become difficult to even say this out loud merely underscores the point. And that's a point that made it to the front page of not the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Examiner, not anything other than the New York Times. And they have a headline on the front page today. It says, vanishing word in the abortion debate. Women. Now, please listen carefully, because some of this, I thought it was The Onion. Really, it's not The Onion. It's the New York Times. They write, from Planned Parenthood to NARAL Pro-Choice America to the American Medical Association to city and state health departments and younger activists, the word women has, in a matter of just a few years, appeared far less in talk of abortion and pregnancy. Driven by allies and activists for transgender people, medical, government, and progressive organizations have adopted gender-neutral language that draws few distinctions between women and transgender men, as well as those who reject those identities altogether. Last year, now some of this, again, none of this is a parody. This is all true. You can check it out. Okay. They point out that last year, for instance, the editor of The Lancet, a British medical journal, apologized for a cover that referred to bodies with vaginas rather than using the term women. Today, pregnant people and birthing people have elbowed aside the phrase pregnant women. You're not allowed to say that anymore. You want to say pregnant people or birthing people, right? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a section on care for breastfeeding people. The governor of New York issued guidance on partners accompanying birthing people during COVID, and city and some state health departments offer people who are pregnant advice on chest feeding. It'd be interesting to try that. I don't think so. This reflects a desire by medical professionals to find a language that does not exclude and gives comfort to those who give birth and identify as non-binary or transgender. No agency appears to collect data on transgender and non-binary pregnancies, but Australia has reported that almost 0.1% of all births involve transgender men. First of all, I don't believe that. I think that Australian source, I think it's bogus. I don't think it comes out to be 1 out of 1,000 babies who are born to transgendered men. Or actually, I guess that's called, transgendered men? Because that's the only, it's only if you were born woman, as female, you were cisgendered female, and then you decided to be male, then you could go ahead and give birth, possibly. But last year, Dr. Sarah Dolan wrote an editorial for a British medical journal in which she noted the pressure for clinicians in Britain, where questions of gender are no less charged, to use phrases such as human milk rather than breast milk. She cautioned that they risked losing a larger audience. NARAL punctuated this point in a tweet last year defending its use of birthing people. We use gender-neutral language when talking about pregnancy because it's not just cisgender women that can get pregnant and give birth. This has been one of the concerns of J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame, and of course she's right. Last year, the Biden administration put out budget documents that reflected the gender discourse of progressives and referred to birthing people rather than women. Professor Laurel Elder of Hartwick College and Professor Stephen Green of North Carolina State University have studied the growth of feminist identity by age and education. Many young activists, Professor Elder noted, reject male and female distinctions altogether. But, she said, the reality is that the larger society is not there yet. But that's where we're headed? More chest feeding? Birthing people? Really? I mean, isn't that, in addition to everything else, just deeply insulting to women? This is why liberals are losing the culture battles. Because it's too stupid. And again, to support female athletics is great, but if you have female athletics, You're creating a safe space for females where they are not going to have to compete with males like Leah Thomas. And the idea of making Leah Thomas a hero for our time, for undercutting the achievement of other cisgendered women, really? Is that the direction we need to go? And there is this, actually. President Biden was on with Jimmy Kimmel last night. Today, meeting with the president of Brazil and participating in this America summit, which hasn't gone that well for the United States, with a lot of fairly important countries sending a foreign minister rather than a president because they disagreed with President Biden's decision, which was entirely correct, by the way, to disinvite Cuba and Nicaragua and Venezuela because they're not democratic countries. In any event, but when Biden was, and this is what he talked about, part of what he talked about on Kimmel, he tripped on his way to L.A. Now, it wasn't as bad, and you can look at the pictures and compare the pictures because everybody is. President Ford tripped coming down an airport ramp, and he really fell. And Ford was a big guy, very athletic guy, too. But what about the did President Biden have a nice trip? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your cultural crusader.
You're a man, and you know the feelings of a man.
I do.
Okay.
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you
Want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a great deal of controversy over President Biden and his ability to go up the stairs on the ramp up to Air Force One. This has reminded many people not so much as the fact that Trump, after delivering a speech at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, that he had the a difficulty going down a ramp that he said was slippery, and he said he had shoes that didn't have good soles on them, and President Trump didn't fall, he didn't trip. It was a funny video because President Trump responded to it so energetically on that whole issue. But this situation with Biden is more reflective of President Ford, where he a couple of times tripped on that Air Force One ramp. They ought to fix the darn thing. And President Ford, who is a greatly underrated political leader, he was also a very athletic guy. He wasn't senile or of advanced age. And he's really the only president we've ever had who actually played professional sports. He was a big star at University of Michigan, and then he also coached football at Yale when he was at Yale Law School, and he continued to play golf enthusiastically. Yes, I know he once hit a spectator in the head with one of his shots with a golf ball, but here was the MSNBC coverage of President Biden trying to go up the stairs of Air Force One just ahead of a Jimmy Kimmel interview. This was when he was on his way out to Los Angeles. Listen.
Bad night for some of the progressive candidates in saying that states and localities should be spending the money that he has allocated to invest in police departments and training of police officers. It appears as though the president did have a slight trip there as he's boarding Air Force One. Again, he's heading to Los Angeles.
Okay, and then he... we're going to now give live coverage every time Biden goes up or down the steps. Did he make it? Did he steal seconds safely? Steal the election safely? I mean, that's what you'd hear on Fox. Here is Jimmy Kimmel interviewing the president on this vital subject. Listen. This is the clip that comes up in the Biden interview with Jimmy Kimmel.
There's a lot of major things we've done.
But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say another way.
Well, see, that's kind of perfect. Yeah, well, we haven't been able to communicate
but
it.
But look how the press has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Look how the press has changed.
It has changed. Oh, listen, I get it.
I know you get you overstand it.
Yeah.
You don't just understand it, you overstand it. But here's the deal. One of the things is that it's very difficult now to have a, even with notable exceptions, even the really good reporters, they have to get the number of clicks on nightly news.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of asking the question, anyway, it just, everything gets sensationalized in ways that, but I'm convinced we can get through this. We have to get through it. And one of the things, look.
I'm going to take a break, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
I don't
if you don't mind.
You.
I'm sorry. Sorry, we have some of those commercials.
Okay. Jimmy Kimmel, good-humored. The president, good-humored. Incoherent. And then there was this joke, which may or may not be funny. This is 10.5.
Look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Well, yeah.
Not a joke.
And I understand that argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, you know, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you've got to send them to jail, you know. There's that little box.
Okay, that's not particularly helpful. Look, if I were advising President Biden, and I emphatically am not, this kind of interview where you're rambling and struggling to try to explain yourself is probably one of the last things your presidency needs right now. And the presidency needs a lot, and it also needs a set of some distance from what is going on tonight, which is being so heavily focused on by Democrats, by media, and could end up being important. Let me make clear, I do think that Americans are going to need at some point to come to some kind of unifying understanding of what happened on January 6th. There was a poll that was conducted about 2 months ago. It was conducted in April. And it was a poll that showed that 57% of Republicans, a majority, thought that January 6th was a patriotic act. And again, maybe some of this additional publicity, maybe looking at some of the footage that they're going to be emphasizing. The first two witnesses tonight are supposed to be this guy, Quested, who actually interviewed the Proud Boys before January 6th and got them on tape. They're going to be showing some tapes that nobody's seen before tonight that indicate that the Proud Boys, at least, had in mind what later happened, which is one of the reasons that they're facing that kind of struggle. Now, speaking about something that happened, look, there are a lot of people right now who are turning toward some World War II movies. We reviewed one earlier this week called Wolfhound, which, okay. But there's a very fine World War II movie that's available on Netflix, and it involves one of the most fascinating bits of undercover work ever. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a fascinating new World War II movie starring Colin Firth that tells the true story of secret agents for the British who pulled off one of the most successful deceptions in the history of warfare. It's called Operation Mincemeat, streaming now on Netflix.
We're going to play a humiliating trick on Hitler. That's too big a risk. The fate of the world is at stake.
And in 1943, they use a corpse carried by submarine to the coast of Spain and equipped with secret papers to make the Nazis believe that the Allies are going to attack Greece instead of Sicily. The story is amazing, and the execution in this film by Oscar-winning Shakespeare in Love director John Madden is elegant and impeccable, as you might expect for a tale that includes James Bond creator Ian Fleming brought to vivid life by Johnny Flynn. Rated PG-13 for brief glimpses of wartime violence and a graphic look at an autopsy. 3.5 stars for the inspiring and satisfying Operation Mincemeat.
Okay, the graphic scene of an autopsy, there are various internal organs of the body that are sort of taken out, put back in. It's fairly graphic, so be forewarned. And as far as Ian Fleming is concerned, the real Lieutenant Commander Ian Fleming was one of those brilliant operatives who devised Operation Mincemeat, who put this whole thing into practice, which was certainly an inspiration for his later work as a Bond creator. Coming up tomorrow, we'll of course take a look at whether there was anything groundbreaking, sensational, or deeply significant in the revelations from the meeting or non-revelations from the broadcast tonight that's coming up in just 2 hours of the committee hearings live on television everywhere from about January 6th. We will also speak to Andy McCarthy about how we can possibly come together. He's a former prosecutor with a consistent narrative and understanding about what actually happened January 6th and what really was wrong with it. And then one of the biggest movies of the year, to be sure, involves dinosaurs. It's called Jurassic World Dominion in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.